Let's talk a little bit about your work in GBM.
So, we have not done work with bevacizumab with GBM, as you know. Most of our work, the published work, has been with cedarinib, AZD2171, which is a pan-VEGF receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitor. And again, here, I was very fortunate to have an incredible team led by Dr. Tracy Batchelor of Mass General Hospital, who's the head of our neuro-oncology center. And we had an equally talented team of neuroimaging people, clinicians and scientists, headed by a person named Greg Sorensen. And so, again, this was a trial, Neil, where we had the most sophisticated imaging done, vascular imaging done, along with the circulating biomarkers. Now, unfortunately, we did not have access to serial biopsies in this case. As you know very well, that's not possible in this setting. But this trial was very, very informative. This was with 30 patients, phase 2 trial, recurrent GBM. And here was the protocol. The patients received daily dose of cedarinib, started out 45 milligram dose, and depending upon how they tolerated it, they were allowed to reduce the dose. What we learned from this trial was that the vessels begin to get normalized in about a day. That means their diameter begins to go down, their permeability begins to go down. Unfortunately, we could not measure levels of either oxygen or interstitial fluid pressure. But we had something which I thought was even more meaningful, and that is measuring edema. Edema and interstitial fluid pressure are coupled, they're related. And we saw a dramatic drop in edema in these patients. In our preclinical work in 2004, we had shown, Neil, that the window of normalization is only about 5-6 days in GBM. And we were a little scared, worried that maybe the window will be as short as with this, with cedarinib. But we are very relieved when we found out it's of the order of a month or so. But the other thing to remember, Neil, is that there was a tremendous heterogeneity in response, patient-to-patient variability. Just to give an idea, one patient is living more than 500 days, taking this cedarinib every day, 10 milligram right now, which is really unusual. So the biggest lesson we learned from this trial was, there are two lessons. One is that anti-VEGF therapy can create a window of normalization. And the second lesson we learned was that this therapy can reduce edema, which, as you know, has a problem in itself, a big problem for GBM patients.
Now, in this situation, the cedarinib, that was given alone?
Yes, it was given monotherapy.
Does it make more sense to, again, combine it with either radiation therapy or chemotherapy?
Indeed. So what's happening now is that as a result of this trial, we have started two new trials, again, both led by Tracy Batchelor. The first one is a newly diagnosed GBM, and it's funded also by NCI. And this trial, we're taking newly diagnosed GBM patients, and they're getting standard chemo radiation, TMZ and Timodar and radiation, along with cedarinib. And we hope to find out this window of normalization would help.